Squads Ilhan Omar claims U.S. sending migrants to dungeons. By Lowell Coffee Law, July 13, 2025. The darkest portrayal of immigration enforcement may now belong to Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, who over the weekend claimed the U.S. was disappearing people and sending them to dungeons around the world. "The reality is when they come for one of us, they're eventually going to come for all of us," she told a town hall outside of Nashville on Saturday, reported the Daily Wire. "We're seeing people be abducted and sent to dungeons in foreign countries and people disappearing with no accounting for where they've gone." There was little doubt for the people in attendance that Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, would be addressed at the rally held at Cane Ridge High School in Antioch. Organizers had posted a sign outside the event, "ICE not permitted on the premises." Looking at the coverage of the town hall, which was held with Democrat State Representative Justin Jones, it was difficult to believe that reporters had attended the same rally. The Nashville Tennessean portrayed it as a Love Thy Neighbor event that encouraged citizens to talk with each other and reported a wildly different crowd estimation of 500, compared to The Wire's 200. There was no mention of the ICE sign or Omar's inflammatory rhetoric. The Wire, however, dug down. It reported Omar said the world was shocked at what was happening with the ICE raids in the U.S. "When they see these kinds of images coming out of America, to them it is really shocking, and it should be to all of us as Americans," Omar told the crowd. "That is not us." The House's squad member also pitched universal health care and a reduction in military funding and called for a no-mask rule for ICE agents during enforcement operations. Omar was joined by a fellow traveler and State Representative Jones. He'd previously said ICE raids in Nashville were kidnappings and compared federal agents to the Ku Klux Klan, the Daily Wire reported. However, the website also pointed out that of the nearly 196 arrested in those Nashville raids, 95 had prior criminal convictions or pending charges, including those for rape and drugs. Another 31 had been previously deported. Contributor Lowell Coffield is the best-selling author of Below the Line and 9 other crime novels and non-fiction titles. See LowellCoffield.com for more.